Hi, my name is Matt, and I'm going to talk to you today about independent loss of flight in two closely related species of Hawaiian grasshopper moths. Now, most insects are able to fly. Flight is probably an adaptation to locate mates, to find food, to find opposition sites, or maybe to escape from predators. But some insects are what we call secondarily flightless, meaning that their ancestors were able to fly, but they are not. Now, why might this happen? Well, some insects probably live in places where there's not strong selection for the ability to fly. And since flight muscles are expensive to make and maintain, if you don't need to fly, then you can probably put more energy into fecundity, especially females. Now, several researchers have suggested that there are possible environmental conditions or habitat types that are associated with insect flightlessness. And I'm going to go through this list pretty quickly. People have suggested that areas with reduced predation, high winds, possibly islands, cold temperatures, environmentally homogeneous areas, and alpine areas could be correlated with insect flightlessness. These could be areas where the ability to fly is not as necessary as in other places. But nobody, or very few people, have actually tested to see whether this holds up when you can take phylogenetics into consideration, which is where I come in. If we are looking at, let's say, two flightless species that live in a similar habitat, we can't just say that that habitat is correlated with flightlessness or has a higher than expected incidence of flightlessness. Because if I created a phylogeny where the flightless species are labeled with stars and the flighted species are not, and I got something like the tree on the right, tree B, this would actually suggest, or the most parsimonious explanation would be, that flightlessness had actually only evolved once and that there was subsequent speciation. And if this is the case, it's very difficult to say that this habitat type is actually associated with flightlessness. However, if I were to create a phylogeny and got the one like on the left, phylogeny A, this would suggest that flightlessness is more likely to have evolved twice, and then we could start to say something about this habitat type. So to get at this question, I'm working on part of my dissertation focuses on this group of endemic Hawaiian moths called Thyracopa. There are about 40 species, more or less, a few undescribed ones still out there. And most of them are fully winged, that you can see in this partial list of species here. Most of them are fully winged and able to fly quite well. They live throughout the Hawaiian Islands. But there are two species, like number two near the top left there, that have very reduced wings and are not able to fly. Both sexes in this case are actually flightless, which is pretty unusual. And even more unusual is the fact that these moths jump around on the ground and look kind of like grasshoppers. Now, since we have two flightless species here, both of which live in alpine areas, one on the alpine area on Maui and one on one of the alpine areas of the Big Island, there is the possibility of correlating this particular habitat type with flightlessness. And here is where we have problems. So, I am now going to show you, in quick time, a movie of one of these Maui grasshopper moths. This is me holding the camera with my right hand, the pen in my left hand, and trying to get this thing to jump around. I'm actually in my uncle's shower stall on the island of Maui. And you will note that I put a washcloth down over the drain so that the moth would not fall down and die before I had the chance to kill it and pin it. It's a very, very unusual insect. I hope you will agree. And no dancing needed, guys, but thanks for your support. Now, let's try this. Yeah, not too bad. This is what happens when you go from a Mac to a PC, I guess. So, these are photos of, those close-up photos of those two grasshopper moths. Thyracopa apetila from Maui, that's the one on the left that you just saw in the video. And then the Mauna Kea grasshopper moth on the right. This is an undescribed species as of yet, although a description is in the works. Now, some of the questions that I'm working on for my dissertation with this group, the first one, of course, are these two grasshopper moths each other's closest relatives? If not, then flightlessness has probably evolved twice in this group, and we might start to be able to say something about alpine living being correlated with flightlessness. Secondly, I should be able to answer the question as to how quickly flightlessness can evolve, since we know the age of the Hawaiian Islands. And lastly, Thyracopa is a pretty interesting group in addition to the fact that it has some flightless species, because Thyracopa don't just occur on the main Hawaiian Islands, they also occur on some of the Northwest Hawaiian Islands. and this gives an interesting or fascinating opportunity to test the way that these things are moving around in the Hawaiian Islands. So I've sampled Thyrocopa from six of the main Hawaiian Islands, all six that you can relatively easily get to. And I've also received loans from Necker and Niihau Islands, which are off the map but would be somewhere up in this area. Necker and Niihau Islands are both very small. They're part of the chain called the Northwest Hawaiian Islands. And these are very old Hawaiian islands, and then the islands decrease in age as you move to the southeast. So the big island of Hawaii down there in the lower right is the youngest island. I wanted to show you some photos of the habitat where these grasshopper moths are found. This is the sliding sands area of Haleakala National Park on the island of Maui. And up near the top there is where I can find these grasshopper moths jumping around. You can see that this habitat is very rocky. It's also very windswept, very dry, and the vegetation is quite scattered. And we can compare that to the habitat where the big island or the Mauna Kea grasshopper moth lives. This is an area of Mauna Kea called Halepohaku. And this area is also rocky with scattered vegetation. It's very windy and quite dry. Now the tree that I'm going to show you today is a preliminary phylogenetic tree. It's based on 527 base pairs of CO1. I constructed it using maximum likelihood with PALP and did 100 bootstrap replicates with RaxML. And here it is. Now the grasshopper moths are labeled in red. So you can see the Maui grasshopper moths, Thyrocopa apetila, above the Mauna Kea grasshopper moths on the Big Island or Hawaii Island in red below them. So the first and most important thing to note here is that these two species do not appear to be each other's closest relatives, and the most parsimonious explanation seems to be that flightlessness has evolved twice in this group on the separate islands. And this is, I realize, based on not a huge amount of data so far, but morphology seems to agree as well. If we look at the genitalia of these moths, hopefully I can get the pointer down here. If you look at the saculus right here of the Big Island grasshopper moth, it's had this sort of increasing trend of getting long and skinny, whereas the saculus of the Maui grasshopper moth is much more blunt and short. So I think that additional data will, that this pattern will hold up with additional data. Now another interesting thing to note here is that close relatives of these grasshopper moths are Thyrocopa from the Northwest Hawaiian Islands, from Necker, which is N-E down here. Oh, I'm supposed to use the pointer. And Niihau, right here. Sorry, anybody watching this at home. So it's a very interesting biogeographic pattern that we're having insects from some of the oldest Hawaiian islands falling out very close to insects from some of the most recent Hawaiian islands. This is not something that you see very often at all. This is very, very weird. Now, why could this be? Well, I think that it might have something to do with the fact that the habitat type on Necker and Niihau Island is actually not all that different from the habitat type of the alpine areas on Maui and the Big Island. Necker and Niihau Islands are, of course, much lower, but they're also rocky, they're dry, they're very windy, and they have scattered vegetation. So it could be that moths from this section of the tree are particularly well-suited to living in that sort of habitat. And this other species here, Thyrocopa epicapna, is also found pretty far up on the slopes of those volcanoes on Maui and the Big Island. And this moth from Oahu right here was found from Diamond Head, which is also a very rocky, dry, windswept area with scattered vegetation. So I've labeled two clades on this tree. We have a forest clade right here and a windswept clade right here. And I think that that, at least at this point, is the most likely explanation for this pretty unusual biogeographic pattern. Oh, and I just wanted to mention back on this slide that all of these habitat types are quite different from this rainforest type habitat, which is where most of the Thyrocopa from the forest clade, as I labeled it, were collected. Remaining steps, I need to finish the phylogeny. I have about 15 more species that I've obtained. And I'm in the process, I've almost completed sequencing two more gene regions, and I just barely missed getting them into this talk. I'm also going to compare the jumping kinematics between the Maui and the Big Island grasshopper moths to see if the ability to jump has evolved in different ways. And I'm also in the process right now of completing a generic revision for this group, which is going to require some new species descriptions. In conclusion, flightlessness appears to have evolved twice in this group, once on Maui and once on the Big Island. Now, the approximate age of the Big Island is about 500,000 years. That's certainly the maximum age of Mauna Kea, so it seems as though flightlessness can evolve in less than 500,000 years. Thyrocopa from the Northwest Hawaiian Islands are closely related to alpine Thyrocopa on Maui and the Big Island, perhaps because members of this clade are well-suited to living in that sort of habitat type. But the moths from Necker and Niihau Island are able to fly, in contrast to these ones from the alpine areas. So it seems as though something about the Hawaiian alpine areas that is correlated with flightlessness. And this is, of course, a case of parallel evolution in these alpine areas. I think historically, the Northwest Hawaiian Islands have had more insectivorous predators like birds than the alpine areas. So I think that it could be that reduced predation in the alpine areas is why the grasshopper moths can't fly and why moths from Necker and Niihau Island retain the ability to fly. Thank you very much.
We got time for a few questions.
Yeah? Jumping and stuff? The question was, has this behavior been found in other groups of leps? And yes, it has. There are a couple other groups, but it's never been tested phylogenetically with this sort of system with a jumping moth. Yeah?
So they are flightless, but not wingless. If the muscles are jumping to the wings,
The wings are there, although the wings are strongly reduced. So we're not exactly sure if it's a reduction of musculature, a reduction of wing area, or both that's leading to the flightlessness. Pardon? The only predators historically present in those alpine areas were probably spiders, but in the, in the back? I used a geometric to root my tree because that was the closest sequence that I could find on GenBank, and I didn't have any other good outgroups at the time. I've since obtained some much better outgroups, but again, did not have time to include them in this tree.